Whitney Bittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Helio CEO and co-founder Arthur Erickson. Tell us a little bit about the new developments with what you guys are working on with the UAS and those types of things, and how that's going to impact agriculture.
Sure. Hi, Whitney. Thanks for having me on. Just as a quick intro, what Helio does is we design, manufacture, and then sell these application crop input drones, right? So these are heavy lift multi-rotor drones, usually in the 300 to 400 pound range, that can deploy fertilizers, pesticides, or seeds precisely over the fields autonomously. So anyway, what this ruling did was, I'll give you some context. So it used to be that the FAA wouldn't allow a single operator to operate multiple drones. The FAA said that for one drone, you would have to have not only one pilot, but even a second person, which is called a visual observer. So two people per drone. So therefore, if you wanted to have three drones out in the field at once, you would technically need six people out there, according to the FAA's previous laws, which is, of course, it sounds a little ridiculous, right? Because the whole point of drones is they're autonomous. You're supposed to be able to extend the capabilities of a single operator using these robots. So now the FAA, thankfully, has finally passed a ruling where they allow one operator to command up to three drones by themselves. So that's one person, three drones. If you can do 50 acres per hour with one drone, then with three drones, now you can do 50 times three, 150 acres per hour. So that's the big takeaway from this.
So talk about the uses and how, so you mentioned fertilizer, seeding, that sort of thing. Where are the best ways to use this, or the most useful, I guess, helpful applications?
Yeah, these crop application drones are very flexible. So we have customers, both, you know, private, small or large farms, as well as big nationwide service providers in the ag sector using these drones. So it could be either for precise spot spraying, like you just alluded to. That's where you're making a prescription map using satellite imagery or drone imagery. You're identifying just the 10-15% of your crop that needs to be treated. The drone can go and precisely go spray that without trampling crops, without causing any soil compaction. Or, especially thanks to this ruling, you can deploy three drones at once, for example, per operator, and cover thousands of acres per day, possibly, depending on how long you're working. So you could do your precise application as well as your broad acreage.
So talking about the quickness, so 50 acres an hour, that's pretty quick, and you talked about precision and that sort of thing. Somebody could get a lot accomplished in a day.
Yeah, especially if you're doing three drones, you're getting up to 150, 200 acres per hour altogether in a given day. If you work 10 hours, right, you could be doing well over 1,000 acres. It just depends on how well you're lining up all your work jobs in terms of proximity to one another. But yeah, it's now our drones are in the conversation for productivity equal to a traditional ground rig, or even equal to like a helicopter, for example. It used to not be that way, but now, thanks to this FAA law, we can now say, hey, these drones are both precise, but also very productive on a top line basis.
And the weight of 55 pounds. So talk a little bit more about the logistics and the setup of the drones that you guys are producing. I know in the past, when I've done different drone interviews and talked with different people, weight was kind of some of these are pretty big and pretty hefty and can be a little bit of a restraint or a restriction there, getting product, you know, heavier products out and about.
Yeah, the FAA as well has always made a particular point of separating drones into weight classes. So under 55 pounds is one weight class, and there was more freedoms for those previously. Now, this ruling, just to be specific, was for over 55-pound drones, which is what we were all waiting for, because you could actually swarm drones under 55 pounds, but those drones were so small that that wasn't a huge needle mover in terms of productivity, right? So now we can swarm these bigger drones. So most of these crop application drones, including Helios, but also some of the other drone platforms on the market, are definitely within like the 300 to 400-pound all-up weight when they take off with their payload. So the drones are getting a lot bigger. To your point, it used to be that the drones could only carry 2 or 3 gallons, but now we're seeing drones, like we make a drone that can carry up to 20 gallons, essentially, just under 20. And so with 3 drones up there in the air, that's 60 gallons up in the air, and that's equivalent to one of these small application helicopters. So we're getting some serious volume up in the air now, especially with the swarm deployment.
So what's next for Helio? Are there things that you guys are excited about here in 2024? Looking forward to new developments, things like that, before we let you go?
Yeah, this is a very new industry. So as you might imagine, a company that designs and manufactures these drones, like Helio, has to stay on top of the latest trends. So we always need to be working to incorporate new AI models, new sensors with more resolution, et cetera. So we do have a lot of new products. New models coming out in the coming years here. I don't want to reveal too much, but we do have, for example, we've been focused mostly on a payload application drone, but we are also releasing a sensor-focused drone, meaning a drone that can carry a camera payload or a multispectral sensor, and it's used for crop scouting or mapping. So we're going to add that to our product ecosystem. Therefore, you can be entirely vertically integrated within the Helio system from mapping all the way to application. So we're excited about that. But we also have some big, hefty drones around the corner in 2025, 2026 that we're really excited about.
Anything else that you want to touch on or add here before we let you go?
No, just shameless plug, you can go to hyl.io or helio.com to buy drones for this season. It's not too late. You know, a few storms have pushed back people's planning a little bit, so you can still get drones in time for fungicide applications and whatnot. So please visit if you're interested.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Again, Arthur Erickson joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.